It is a Live Music Friday on WKAR's Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Our special guests today, Josh White Jr. and Mike Ball. Tomorrow they'll be joined by Kitty Donahoe for a couple of performances, and they've got other performances besides Studio S here today. We're going to hear a song now called How Many Years? Josh White Jr. and Mike Ball.
I am a student in Tiananmen Square, standing for the rights of helpless people everywhere. With a cannon in my face, with no hatred in my eyes, I will hold this ground for liberty, even if I die. What's it gonna take? How many lives? How many voices left unheard? How many tears? How many years? Till the ones in power hear the word. I am a young boy in Afghanistan, fighting for the freedom of the people in my land. I will stop at nothing for the promise to be free. I will even give my life to put an end to tyranny. What's it gonna take? How many lives? How many voices left unheard? How many tears? How many years? Till the ones in power hear the word. I am an immigrant in the USA. Though I try to work, I am offered little pay. Though I may speak another language, still I understand. Everywhere I go, I'm seen as less than a man. What's it gonna take? How many lives? How many voices left unheard? How many tears? How many years? Till the ones in power hear the word. I am a black man in the East Detroit streets, trying to find the courage to throw away my heat. It's time to put an end to the gangs. Time to make a change, 'cause this life I've living has got to be arranged. What's it gonna take? How many lives? How many voices left unheard? How many tears? How many years? Till the ones in power hear the word. Till they hear the word.
How many years? Mike Ball performing with Josh White Jr. here live in Studio S on WKAR's Current State. There is a fascinating story that goes with that song. Tell us who created that song.
That song was written by nine convicted felons between the ages of 12 and about 16 years old as part of the Lost Voices program. These are kids that were incarcerated in maximum security at the Maxie Boys Training School in Whitmore Lake.
And they created this as a group. Tell us a little bit more about the Lost Voices program.
Well, the way this works, this is actually the first group song we produced with Lost Voices. What we do is we go in, I go into places where at-risk kids are housed. They're not all incarcerated. We just worked with Vista Maria, the fostered kids that were rescued out of human trafficking and that sort of thing down in Detroit. But we go into these organizations and we do songwriting workshops with them. We let them pour out their hearts and their souls and explore any feelings they might have. And we turn those, they turn them into poetry, we turn them into song. And this one was a group song. We were talking to this group of kids and, you know, what's on your mind? What's on the mind of a bunch of incarcerated 15-year-old boys is interesting because I've learned a lot over the years. And these kids were thinking about choices. They had seen in this particular song, they had seen a poster in one of the teacher's offices. And the poster was a young Chinese guy holding a shopping bag and staring right down the barrel of a tank can.
Tiananmen Square.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
They didn't know what it was about. They just thought it was a weird poster. So we said, yeah, seriously, you guys.
There's a story that goes with this. Yeah.
And we told him the story, you know, that tank would try to go to the right. That kid would step to the right to keep his head right in front of that cannon. Tank would try to go to the left. He'd step to the left, knowing that the gunner in that tank could pull the trigger any second. It was happening around him. And yet that kid did it. And the kid said, wow, that's courage. That's what courage means. Could we write a song about it? We said, yeah.
Josh White Jr., are you involved in the Lost Voices Project then?
Oh, about 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago. Okay. I met Mike and he called me up and asked me if I would like to go to Maxie Boy's facility. And I lived not too far from there and used to pass it all the time. I didn't know what it was all about. And then he said, these incarcerated kids, just to go there. And right away I said, no. To me, first of all, teenagers and folk music can be a bad marriage. So why walk into it? But Mike talked me into going there. And to this day until I die, I will thank Mike Ball for getting me to do this. It has been one of the most wonderful experiences for me to sit down with these young men. Not that I write a lot of songs. I'm a good interpreter. But I was able to, we were able to put music to their words, if not help them with a whole song. We would say, they all had journals. Say, give us something from your journal, and we'll try and put music to it.
Sure.
So for them to not only work with a song that we all work together, but then to hear their individual words put to music. And then at the end, we normally, we would sing to the rest of the school. And the kid can sing himself, or if he it was just poetry, we'd play guitar under it. Or if they didn't want to do either, we would sing their song for them. And so the whole group got a chance to hear their feelings. And I think it's a rewarding thing for them as much as it is for us.
And Lost Voices is a part of, I mean, this is a project that's going to go on and on and on.
Our goal is to have teams working in 50 states and then in 100 countries. There are kids all over the world who, for whatever reason, they've just come off track. All over this country, I've been in Pittsburgh, I've been in Philadelphia, I've been in Utah, and several, you know, Marshall, Michigan, Oakland County, Oakland Children's Village. Again, this Vista Maria group, these kids. These children are, you know, children, being a child means change. It means that you change almost by the minute. And these kids have been driven down paths that we don't even want to think about. And yet they're capable of changing. Mm-hmm. And we can help them. We can help them do that.
One young boy, I remember, I do a song of his. He got into drugs because the father left. There was no one to take care of the family. He started selling drugs to take care of his family. Mm. That's what happened to him.
Josh, what a career you've had, singing and acting and so many concerts and performances. When you look back on your eventful career, is there a chapter that you're particularly proud of or that is particularly memorable?
Well, again, if there were a few, working with Mike Ball for the young boys, because it's something I knew I didn't want to do.
And it turned out just
one of
the
best things that I ever had happen in my life.
Mike, you're a humorist, also known for a newspaper column called What I've Learned So Far, which is spawned several books. What? How did you get into that business?
Starvation is really what started it. I was sick of having friends and money, so I decided to become a folk singer and a writer. And I've written over the years. I've written anything I could get a few bucks for, and one of them turned out to be humor. You know, writing sophomoric jokes. People would put them in the newspapers and send me a check. It's like, yeah, I can do that. And it just kind of spawned.
We want to thank Josh White Jr. and Mike Ball for joining us here today. We want to remind our listeners of our Current State Live holiday program next Tuesday evening, 6 o'clock at WKAR-TV. More information on our Facebook page, Current State from WKAR. Why don't you guys play us out, and we'll call it a week.
As we do that, I want to remind everybody that we're going to be at the Pump House Concerts tomorrow night with Kitty Donahoe, Josh, and me and Kitty playing for Lost Voices.
Well done.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, yeah, yeah. Let it shine, uh-huh. Let it shine. In the face of war, I'm gonna let it shine. In the face of war.